Representative Chris Pappas, Democrat incumbent 1st District, is joining us. GMI Studios, Congressman, thanks for being with us on this Tuesday.
Hi, Jack. Good morning. Great to be with you.
Well, thank you. You know, a question I just asked Mike, Bauer with NBC News. The president's going to meet with a couple of the key Senate touch points or leaders on, you know, where he's at, and is this going to be a quick process or not? I know it's a Senate procedural thing. You're in the House. We've talked to you about this, but when you look at other business in Washington, it's a big deal. Is this going to kind of take, is this going to be the dominating political thing now out of Washington, the Supreme Court process, do you think, or do other issues, you know, still going to play in, you know, in terms of congressional priorities here?
Well, it can't be the only issue that the Senate is focused on over the next few weeks and few months, because we have so many other important pieces of legislation and other national priorities that we have to consider. You know, I have no doubt that the Senate is putting together a process that is going to allow a thorough vetting of whomever the president nominates, and ultimately the senators are going to be able to take a vote on that. And, you know, I think that should move as swiftly as possible, but should also, you know, ensure that the process meets every step of the way, from the committee hearing to members being able to meet with the nominee to a vote on the floor of the Senate. But as that happens, we've got other things we're working on. We've got a major bill on the floor of the House this week that deals with U.S. competitiveness and looking to support our manufacturing sector. We've heard a lot about supply chain disruptions, and one of the areas where we've got to make additional investments as a country is in the semiconductor industry. This is a vulnerable industry. It is a national security priority in addition to an economic priority. And so this legislation deals with how we regain our footing in terms of U.S. manufacturing, looks to support research and development, STEM education and scientific research, all the things we need for a successful future. The Senate's also acted on an important bill on this topic, and so we hope to have a committee of conference eventually that brings all this together. And so, you know, yeah, the business is going to continue to move forward on a number of fronts, but I expect that, you know, the Senate will do its job here. And we'll get a result in the next month or two.
Congressman Chris Pappas, GMI Studios. Congressman, you're also, you pay attention to the veteran issues in New Hampshire and veteran legislation. That gets glossed over too often. Any updates on any key pieces of legislation for our veteran community out there?
Well, absolutely. You know, there's one key issue that our office has been hearing a great deal about, and we just sent a letter over to the Secretary of the Department of Veterans Affairs about this, and we're going to devote committee time to it. It's the issue of claim sharks. There are these companies out there that are really predatory in terms of their practices. They go after veterans who are applying for benefits and filing claims with the Veterans Benefits Administration, and they take a huge chunk of the payments that benefits that veterans are receiving. And it goes to these companies that are unaccredited by the Department of Veterans Affairs. And so it's really something that I think deserves the attention of our committee and the department. We've heard from veterans directly in New Hampshire that have been asked to sign contracts and then will have to fork over thousands of dollars to these claim sharks when, you know, they could go to their member of Congress, they could go to the State Department of Military Affairs and Veterans Services and get that assistance to file a claim for free. So I think we need to raise awareness about this issue. We're working with the veteran service organizations in New Hampshire to get the word out, but I think we need to focus some attention on it because, you know, for folks that have signed up to pledge to give everything for this country and are owed benefits and services, they shouldn't be charged for receiving those benefits that they deserve based on their service. So we're going to do some work on that, and potentially legislation might come out of it, but I think this is an issue where if we hold a hearing and raise some awareness, you know, we could protect veterans from being preyed upon by these predatory agencies.
Well, thank you for the awareness on that and the focus. Congressman, before we let you go, a lot of talk nationally on fundraising. We're in the midterm cycle. You're running for re-election, clearly. You have several Republican challengers. We have one a little bit later on this morning on the first congressional race. But how's your fundraising? I know it's something that is probably not something, it's one of those things in politics, you know, it takes money to run a campaign. It's not the best fun part to raise money, but how do you assess your own fundraising going?
Well, look, we've got strong support all across New Hampshire, and not just from members of my own party, but independents and Republicans too, who have pitched in. And actually, last year we raised a record amount of money for an incumbent in an off year in New Hampshire's first district. And so I think that speaks a lot to the work that we've been doing and the confidence that folks have in me moving forward. But we always know this is going to be an election that's highly competitive. That's just the way it should be in New Hampshire. And so I run every campaign like we're a few votes behind. So I think we're building a strong foundation of support, but we're taking nothing for granted. And when it's time to be out there full throttle in terms of campaign season, I know we'll have a lot of people behind us and we'll be really ready for that fight.
And Congressman, before I let you go, I don't know, I'm aware of some of your committees that you sit on, but I see national stories, but we don't hear as much because of the situation with Ukraine, Vladimir Putin. We have the Olympics getting, underway this week, officially in Beijing, and the Russian president may go there. That may stave off the next, the next part of the drama that's unfolding with Ukraine. But we have other things going on, and now the Supreme Court process, but the Southwest border. Do you hear from constituents concerned about, we hear stories and it's hard to assess what's real, how porous the border is, what's being, if migrants are coming across, where are they going? There are different stories, different networks report on this. And I don't know, it seems to be a problem, but yet we don't hear much about it. Do you hear much about that from constituents concerned about the Southwest border situation or not?
Well, sure, we hear about it, and it's a real concern. It's a national security concern. It's a public health concern in terms of narcotics that are being trafficked across the border. And so, for the last few years, I've been calling for additional measures to be taken to strengthen border security, to ensure that at points of entry, we're doing all we can to screen things coming into this country, to try to disrupt the drug trade. And I think as a country, we've got to put more of a focus on what we can do upstream to prevent people from taking that dangerous journey and risking their lives to come across our southern border. So working with other nations in Central and South America to make sure that conditions are to a point there where people don't have to undertake this journey is something that should be a national priority for all of us. So I think it's both border security, making sure that we are interdicting drugs that are coming into this country, as well as working with partners in Central America to make sure that folks have an okay existence, an economic opportunity, so that they don't have to undertake a journey to the United States that results in the surge that we have seen many years over the last decade or so.
Congressman Chris Pappas, GMI Studios on this Tuesday. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Jack. Take care.